Exclusive, Jason Miller, Chris Christie ready to overtake Ron DeSantis in New Hampshire. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on July 15, 2023. Trump advisor Jason Miller spoke to Breitbart News about former President Donald Trump's commanding lead over Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and the undercover narrative that DeSantis is polling within 1% of Chris Christie in New Hampshire. Miller began the interview with Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle by previewing Trump's Saturday evening speech at the Turning Point USA Action Conference in West Palm Beach, Florida. Listen. Miller explained that Trump would attack not only President Joe Biden, but also Republican candidates who skipped the TPUSA event, notably DeSantis. President Trump is going to come out swinging. You're really going to like the speech that he gives this evening. So he's going to take on the Biden administration pretty directly. All the ways that Biden has let down younger voters, whether they be Gen Z or millennials, Miller told Boyle. Then I would also look for President Trump to call out some folks who are not there. They have some pretty notable names who are not attending the Turning Point USA conference in West Palm Beach, which, by the way, is the only game in town when it comes to youth voters, Miller added. This is the biggest event and I think it's a major misstep by Ron DeSantis. Or DeSanctimonious or DeSanctus, depending on how you want to rotate those through, to skip this event. I think this is a massive mistake. And I would expect to hear President Trump call him out a bit on this, Miller continued. Miller also highlighted the recent New Hampshire poll that found DeSantis is polling within 1% of Chris Christie, and 37 points behind Trump. But just a couple of days ago the DeSantis camp put out a memo essentially saying kind of their pathway to turn things around. And they made clear that they just can't afford to have a survey showing them in third place. And they're literally 0.5% away from being in third place in New Hampshire, Miller said. This is a really undercovered story within the primary dynamic here, is that in New Hampshire, Chris Christie is about ready to overtake Ron DeSantis. That's not good. The conversation switched gears to the general election when Miller called out Biden's disastrous economic and foreign policies. On the economy, Miller faulted Biden for embracing the Bidenomics brand, saying it is the worst White House branding since Mission Accomplished. Okay, you've got three-quarters of the country thinking the economy is going the wrong direction, we're gonna go and try to embrace it. So if there is some sort of uptick is around the corner into 2024, then we can own it. I think it's dangerous, because now they can't blame anything on President Trump, like what they were trying to do, Miller said. But what we saw this week from Joe Biden with his note to call up additional troops, this really shows that we're spread too thin, as far as our military. That Biden is trying to push us closer and closer to kinetic conflict with Russia regarding Ukraine. And Biden seems to be taking us headfirst into World War III. It's a very dangerous place to be when you take a look at domestic politics, Miller said. On foreign policy, Miller said Trump is the only candidate who can resolve the Russia-Ukraine war because he has the relationships with both Putin and Zelensky to go and stop the killing in Ukraine. Our only hope here is we get President Trump back in the White House soon enough before Joe Biden takes us headfirst into a third world war, Miller added. But we don't have 8 years to wait around and have someone to try to fix things. I know Ron DeSantis said that you can't get anything done in a first term, you need at least 2 terms to get it done. He doesn't really say that anymore, when we called them out on the fact that, why are you saying that you need 8 years to turn something around? Miller said. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at DixonHamilton@Breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.